Get closer to the game with Off the Dribble on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
The confidence that you have now that you've actually settled down your young players and DeMar DeRozan, he started to get the shots that he needed instead of the ones that were being given to him. And now you head out onto the road. Masai Ujiri is pretty loyal to his Raptors, fired up the home crowd, but I got to think now heading into Barclays Center, that crowd is going to be a new challenge for your young teams. Have you spoken to them about playoff basketball on the road?
No question. We did that today in practice and talked about what's facing us. We got to play through frustration. We got to play through the noise. We got to play through all the talking. Let's keep our mouths shut. Let our basketball do the talking. The talk is not going to win the game for us or help us compete, but just ourselves playing. But again, like I mentioned, you know, it's one thing when we go when I was, you know, you're going into Portland or one of those hostile environments, telling the guys how loud it is, and you know, Rick, you can't hear yourself talk. But yet and still, you still got to play and perform. And it's one thing to talk about it, but to go through it, you know, that's one thing that concerns me about our young team is going into a hostile environment. And we have been a good road team this season. But again, the playoffs are a different animal. So it's going to be an adjustment for our players, but we got to go through it.
Yeah, Coach, speaking about that atmosphere last night in your building, fans did a great job. I'm just wondering when the ringing in my left ear should stop. Do you have any idea?
Well, I tell you what, you could be like Phil Jackson down in Sacramento and use earplugs when they had the cowbells. And I tell you what, it's some loud places in the NBA that I've been to. But last night and the first two games, Jared, it was unbelievable. The fan support and the enthusiasm that has been pent up in Toronto. And again, I want to keep talking about this is the first step. We're not a finished product by any means. We're a young team. Our team is not built to win right now, but again, we're developing, and fortunately, we're winning games right now. But again, DeMar DeRozan's future's in front of him. Terrence Ross's future's in front of him. Jonas Valanciunas' future's in front of him. So this is a great learning experience for them to go through the playoffs at such a young age.
You mentioned playing through frustration on the road in Game 3 in Brooklyn, but how about going back to Game 2 when DeMar DeRozan picks up his fifth foul in the fourth quarter and you sit him down and he isolates himself, almost like a pitcher in baseball going to the end of the bench? Jamal McGlure tried to go over and talk to him during your timeout, but did it bother you that he didn't come into the huddle and that he wasn't trying to help his team in different ways, even if he couldn't be on the court because he was in foul trouble?
DeMar and I, we talked about that this morning. Again, it doesn't bother me. I've seen a little bit of everything as far as the bench decorum is concerned. We have a rule. We want guys in the huddle just in case you go right back in, no matter how frustrated you are or that type of thing. So DeMar knows he was wrong in that aspect, but he was frustrated. Had his fifth foul, had a rough first game, got kind of caught up in the moment. But those are the situations as a young player you've got to learn to grow from, to adapt to still be involved with your team, get back in the huddle, cheer your teammates on. So, you know, he understands that now. And again, young players do young things, and he'll learn from it.
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.